In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Last Sunday, we heard the parable of the sower who scatters seed in various types of ground, where some of it produces fruit and some doesn't. And Jesus explained that the seed is the word of God, which is rejected by some and fruitless in others, but yields a rich harvest in those who truly believe. Today we hear another parable about a sower who this time sowed good seed in his field, but then an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat. The master tells his servant not to pull up the weeds, lest they pull up the wheat as well, but they should wait until the crops are fully grown and ready to harvest, and then they will be able to tell the wheat from the weeds. And then the weeds will be burned, but the wheat gathered into the barn. Jesus tells us that this parable is about the kingdom of heaven. The sower is the Son of Man, that is, Jesus himself. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, those who are going to inherit eternal life. Well, so far, so good. But then we come to the weeds, who are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. We need to be very clear about what Jesus is saying here, that there is evil in the world. It's not just that bad things happen to good people. There are also bad people who do bad things. And if you don't believe that, just pick up any newspaper or turn on the television news. There are a lot of terrible things which happen in this world, and they're not all the result of poverty or lack of education or emotional maladjustment. And it gets worse, because Jesus is also telling us that evil is not simply human failure, but a spiritual reality. The devil really exists. He is a supernatural power opposed to goodness and is involved, among other things, in corrupting human beings. Of course, the devil wants to convince you that he doesn't really exist, that he is simply a myth or a symbol of superstition. Because if you don't believe in his existence, he will find it that much easier to infiltrate your mind and your soul. In the same way, he wants to convince you that evil doesn't really exist. Everything is relative and depends on culture and upbringing and other circumstances. And again, he wants to convince you that the spiritual life doesn't exist, and that everything we see and think and do is the result of material forces which can be understood by human reason and are subject to scientific explanation. And he also wants to convince you that life after death does not exist, and that our thoughts and words and deeds will not be judged. Because if we're not ultimately responsible for the way we live our lives, then we don't have to worry, but can indulge ourselves in any way we like. Well, I think you can see that the devil has been very successful in the modern world, and especially in the media, in the arts and sciences, and in our academic and cultural institutions. The message of Jesus, however, is always opposed to that of the world, and to the devil, the prince of this world, and the father of lies. Jesus assures us that good and evil exist, and that they are spiritual realities. He also warns us that there is an afterlife and that we will be judged. At the same time, he warns us that we should not judge others rashly. Just as the weeds and wheat are sown together, so sinners are capable of being converted into saints, and saints, alas, can relapse into sinners. We will not truly know who is who and what is what until that final judgment, when all will be revealed, when the weeds will be burned and the wheat carried into the barn, and we shall finally know as, even now, we are known by Almighty God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.